I didn't learn this till the other day, but Martin Luther King Jr. was an advice columnist for Ebony Magazine. Starting in 1957, he wrote monthly, answering readers' questions. He was still in his late 20s at the time. I hope that today you're thinking about King, or reading about him, maybe listening to his speeches. But right now, I want to share some advice from him, because this is an advice show. I'm going to read you a question from an Ebony reader, and then reading King's answer is my friend.
My name is Julia Putnam. I'm a lifelong Detroiter, and I am one of the co-founders of the James and Grace Lee Boggs School.
Did you know that Martin Luther King was an advice columnist?
I did not know that.
So he was asked to start it in 1957. And so I was just thinking about the historical context and reading about it. 1956, he spends on the Montgomery bus boycott. And then in early 57, he co-founds the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And then he's like, yeah, I'll write a column for you, Ebony. Like, he's taken on a lot.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, right? There was a lot to do.
Yeah, and he's in his late 20s at the time.
That's really interesting.
So he wrote it only for, I think, like, he did 15 issues, 15 monthly issues, because he was stabbed and almost killed in 58. And his doctor's like, Martin, maybe you should, like, you know, relinquish some of your commitments. And
yeah, do less.
So this is from Martin Luther King Jr.'s advice column that he wrote in Ebony Magazine. And this question and answer that we're going to go over is from that first issue. Is love really the solution to the race problem? Are there not times when a man must stand up and fight fire with fire? I will grant that love, as Jesus lived it, is the ultimate ideal. But it seems to me preachers ought to be honest and tell folks if they live by the turn the other cheek doctrine, the sharp boys out here in this cold world will strip them and boil them in oil. Why don't you preachers admit that love, in the highest sense of the word, is impractical in the world of today?
And King writes, I'm convinced that love is the most durable power in the world. It is not an expression of impractical idealism, but of practical realism. Far from being the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer, love is an absolute necessity for the survival of our civilization. To return hate for hate does nothing but intensify the existence of evil in the universe. Someone must have sense enough and religion enough to cut off the chain of hate and evil, and this can only be done through love. Moreover, love is creative and redemptive. Love builds up and unites. Hate tears down and destroys. The aftermath of the fight fire with fire method, which you suggest, is bitterness and chaos. The aftermath of the love method is reconciliation and the creation of the beloved community. Physical force can repress, restrain, coerce, destroy, but it cannot create and organize anything permanent. Only love can do that. Yes, love, which means understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill, even for one's enemies, is the solution to the race problem. Often, love is crucified and buried in a grave, but in the long run, it rises up and redeems even that which crucifies it.
So reading this, these words that are over 60 years old, what does it make you think?
I want to agree with the question asker, but I have to agree with Martin. I think he's still right, that if we are ultimately going to get to where we want to be, or where I want to be, which is the beloved community, then we are going to have to use love, and we're going to have to use it. We're going to have it, even for one's enemies.
And you now run a school. How do you teach love?
You show love. You are loving. You correct with love, not out of anger or fear. And I think kids feel the difference. And you talk really explicitly about it. We do this because we love you. We do this because we love one another. This is how you show love to your friends. This is how you show appreciation and gratitude, which is a part of being loving. I think you have to be very explicit about who you want to be. We talk a lot about trying to be our best selves as an aspiration.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking on MLK Day. School's closed today. What were you encouraging your students to do today or think about today?
We always encourage, and often in the past, we have provided families opportunities for service. Here are some volunteer opportunities. But this is a year when rest and reflection, I think, is perfectly appropriate, and not this kind of guilt-ridden need to go out and be of service to others. I think it's okay this year to really be introspective and quiet. Yeah, it's just a great year to be quiet.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s column for Ebony Magazine was called Advice for Living. You can read all of them at Stanford's Martin Luther King Jr. Research and Education Institute. I put a link in our show notes. I hope you're having a meaningful day doing whatever you're doing. Thanks so much for listening, and consider sharing this episode with a friend or family member. I really appreciate it. Talk to you soon.